Vuvuzela Dawn, 25 sports stories that shaped a new nation. Written by Luke Alfred and Ian Hawkey. Narrated by Clonela Nguebo. An Audio Shelf production. Forward. In many ways, it seems like only yesterday that our beautiful country celebrated its freedom, during that cherished April in 1994. But when you look back over the 25 years since, you appreciate how much as a nation we've squeezed into that period and how exhilarating a journey it has been. I count myself among the privileged, having been of an age when, in my profession, opportunities that had been unimaginable to so many courageous and gifted compatriots before me were now possible. Things seemed to happen so fast that we hardly had time to reflect. This collection of stories from the first quarter century of our democracy, thoughtfully assembled, gives us a much-needed set of souvenirs. As South Africans, we have learned to celebrate together, but sometimes we move on quickly, not always reflecting on the moments and the individuals who have had such an impact on our lives and the growth of the Rainbow Nation. We are a great sporting nation, and as Madiba would tell me, more than once, sport has a unique power to bring us together. Back in the early 1990s, our country longed for that. After 1994, some high-profile events on home soil gave us a nation-building impetus of goodwill and unity that would spread well beyond stadiums or a single night's cheering. I was lucky enough to experience that, firsthand and from the inside, with the Africa Cup of Nations win in 1996. The celebrations during that tournament and the genuine togetherness of the support will stay with me forever. Bafana Bafana had been given a tough act to follow by the rugby team that won the World Cup a year earlier. The Olympians, representing South Africa under our new flag for the first time, had to carry heightened expectations going to the 1996 Atlanta Games. Several of them set a very high benchmark. As sports people wanting to compete at the highest standard, we were all aware what isolation and not being able to participate in the world's top tournaments and competitions had meant. The injustices of the past left most South Africans deprived of the sort of facilities and chances they deserved. There is no overnight cure for that legacy. However, through a combination of resourcefulness, determination, and invention, we found a way to compete and be relevant. Our sports culture reflects those qualities. Our circumstances meant we have learned to do things a little differently and develop our own distinctive styles. We are innovators, and among the wonders of our arrival on the international stage was to watch how our pioneering spirit took the world by surprise, whether be it with a dramatic drop goal, a clever tamaya, or a daring new approach to bowling or batting. We should appreciate that and value our way of doing things. It is what sets us apart. In many pursuits, it felt like we were playing catch-up from the start of the post-isolation years. We became part of global competition at a time of change elsewhere, in an era of increased investment and professionalism across all sorts of sports. Because of decades of sanctions against South Africa and the skewed priorities of the apartheid era, the jump from our own closed environment into the international arena brought enormous challenges. We could appear naive at times, and sometimes when matches, races or run chases are in the balance, it is experience, professional rigor and a winning mentality that steer a champion through. When I look across our sporting landscape now and compare it to 1994, I see very clear symbols of advancement. There are state-of-the-art stadiums across our cities, a reminder that the world eagerly wanted to play sport in South Africa. There's also a need to look beneath. There is still much work to be done in making opportunities available to all, particularly to the youth of the country. It would be hard to overstate the role sport has in enriching individual lives, opening minds, and fostering the togetherness that should always be a guiding